The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila that a Mila Shalo Bizmana, or a Suffolk Mila Shalo Bizmana, is Docha Yom Tov Sheni. In other words, we know there's a halacha that Mila is Docha Shabbos. A Mila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos, but a Mila on day 8 is Docha Shabbos, but a Mila Shalo Bizmana isn't Docha Shabbos. So that's a given. So what about Yontif? So we also paskin a Mila Shalo Bizmana is not Docha Yontif either. The question is, what about a Mila Shalo Bizmana versus Yontif Sheni? So that's what the Rambam points out, that a Mila Shalo Bizmana you would do on Yontif Sheni. Why? Because the Rambam Shita is that Yontif Sheni is only a minig. A Mila Shalo Bizmana, it's still a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's still a mitzvah to do a Mila, even Shalo Bizmana. It's still a chiyuv d'oraisa. So therefore, a Mila Shalo Bizmana beats out a minig of Yontif Sheni. In fact, the other Rishonim, the Rush, the Ritv, and others disagree with the Rambam and say it's not Docha Yontif Sheni. It could be a din in what is the nature of the din of Yontif Sheni. If you hold it to minig, it is. If you hold it to real takana, so when the rabbis set up the takana of Yontif Sheni, they included not to do a Mila Shalo Bizmana as well. It's a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rush. And in fact, everyone agrees that Yontif Sheni shall Rosh Hashanah, that you can't do it. That's the Mishnah. Everyone agrees that Yontif Sheni shall Rosh Hashanah, you can't do a Mila Shalo Bizmana. So according to the Rambam, that was Bedafka, that the only Dafka Rosh Hashanah you can't do because it's Yom Ha'arichta. But all the other Yom Tovim, Yontif Sheni, you're permitted to do a Mila. And the other Rishonim say no. That was Lav Dafka. The Tana happened to live in Eretz Yisrael, so he gave an example of second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the only Yontif Sheni they keep. But generically speaking, Yontif Sheni is kept. So therefore, it comes out to major machlokes Rishonim whether you do a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Yontif Sheni. And the Shulchan Aruch seem to paskin against the Rambam that we seem to follow the opinion that we did not do a bris on Yontif Sheni. The Shai was, what about a Suffolk Mila Bizmana? What about, let's say it was a Twilight Baby or some other hypothetical? You're not sure. Over there we're talking about it's Vaday, not a Mila Bizmana. Even then the Rambam says you could do a bris on Yontif Sheni. What about a Suffolk Mila Bizmana? So of course, according to the Rambam, you can. So Rabbi Kiva Eger raises the question, maybe it's a Svek Sveka. And if it should be Mutter, because it's a Suffolk, one Suffolk is maybe it's Mila Bizmana, maybe it's not. And therefore, and plus is the Machlokes Rambam and the Rush in terms of whether you had to do it. Even if it is a Mila Shalo Bizmana, according to the Rambam, it's Mutter. So again, it's a major Machlokes in the postgim whether a Suffolk Mila Bizmana is Docha Yontif Sheni. And then they have a further shaila. What about a ben chutz la'aretz who's living in Eretz Yisrael? Someone who's keeping 2 days. Let's say they live there. They're not sure if they come. They might move back in any minute, so they're still keeping 2 days. So to them, it's Yontif Sheni. But for the moel, it's a Eretz Yisrael dika moel. So then, in that case, many poskim assume you could get a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do the Milah on Yontov Sheni. So you have the Rambam, you have a, so we paskin only a Milah Bezmana can be done on Shabbos. A Milah Shalom Bezmana can definitely not be done on Shabbos. We paskin as well, a Milah Shalom Bezmana cannot be done on Yontov Rishon. Can a Milah Shalom Bezmana be done on Yontov Sheni? Machokas Rambam, yes, Rush, no. We seem to paskin like the Rush that it's no. And there's a further debate, a Suffolk Milah Bezmana, do we say Svek Sveka? So then some more poskim, Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to claim it's okay. Other poskim say even on the Suffolk Milah Bezmana, we wouldn't even do on Yontov Sheni. And a further Shaila, if you assume a Suffolk Milah Bezmana usually, or Milah Bezmana isn't done, in a case where it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's Yontov Sheni, but the Mo is Ben Eretz Yisrael, so then many more poskim would say that that type of bris would be permitted on Yontov Sheni.